Welcome to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through the industry insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Cal Valentine. She's a trainer, mentor, and speaker, founder of Cal Valentine Coaching, and co-founder of Catalyst for Coaches. Welcome to the show, Cal.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here.
You are welcome to the show, Cal. You are welcome to India in this online form. And I'm sure not just in India, but a lot of people across the globe will benefit from what we are going to learn right now from you. We'll be learning about the necessary pillars to create a successful business. But before we talk about success, we talk about your journey, about the times were not so good for you. And after being so good for so many years. So tell us a bit about your journey, Cal, so that people can understand the pain behind every successful business, about every successful story that one can have.
Thank you. Well, yes, my story is probably like a lot of other people. You know, I went to uni, I did all the things, I worked hard, I found a beautiful man at uni that I loved, and we got married and we had a family, and we created a really, really successful business. And that business we ran for about 14 years, and it provided us with an extraordinary lifestyle. And eventually we got bought out by a big American multinational. And what happened then was I decided at that point, because we had four children, and at this point they were teenagers, I decided to stay at home with them because a couple of them had mental health issues and things like that. So I went, okay, my focus is here. And my husband and business partner went to work for the big multinational, and he really lost his way and became very, very unhappy. And I didn't understand a lot of it. I didn't really know what was going on. We didn't talk about feelings or anything like that. You know, we planned for the future, but we didn't talk about what was going on. And after 30 years, our marriage ended. And with the marriage ending, I noticed that my previously really financially responsible husband had not been responsible. And so I found myself at the age of 50, alone, unemployed, and without the funds that I thought I would have had at that point in my life. And I was terrified. I had no idea. I knew I didn't want to go into corporate. It had been 30 years since I'd had a job interview, you know, and I would start to fill in forms and things, and then find out that I would be physically sick. And my kids were like, oh, Mum, you're just nervous. And I'm like, no, this isn't nerves. This is something deeper than that. I cannot go back and do that. That is not where I want to be. But I didn't know where I did want to be. And I was lost for a time, and then I decided to work on myself. And what I discovered when I went and did the personal development was that it ignited this fire within me. So then I became a coach, and then from there I became a trainer, and I spent my time training other people to be NLP practitioners, or there's about five or six other modalities I also teach. And what I was doing then for me, but not for them, was that I was using the principles I'd learned the first time around to build a successful business again. And then what I was finding with these people that I was training is they would have this burning fire to go out there and create these beautiful ripples in the world, but they didn't know how to do it. So time and time again, they would just let that go and go back to what they needed to do to make money. And so it was with that I went, okay, you know, I know what it's like to start again. I know what it's like to be in a business environment that you don't understand, an area that you don't understand, and I know how to rebuild. So that's when I co-founded Catalyst for Coaches. And while it says Catalyst for Coaches, we have people with us who basically are small business owners or solopreneurs who just want to make a difference. You know, we have maths tutors and yoga teachers and nutritionists. What they don't have is the business skills. They've got the passion and they've got the skills to help people transform lives, but not the business skills. So that's where I have been able to pull from past these fabulous skills into an area that I absolutely love. So, you know, happy ending.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Kel. You see, to build some time, you know, it can just happen. Somebody might call it a fluke. Somebody might call it a luck. Somebody might call it anything else. Mm-hmm. But to build it the second time means you actually know it. That is actual skill. That is actual knowledge. And that is what it takes. And you not only rebuild for yourself, you are helping others to build better what they have and to many rebuilding. So I want to understand, in this rebuilding of the self and mm-hmm. rebuilding a business for yourself, mm-hmm. what are the things that you gathered within yourself and outside? How did it? Because when you start from the scratch, you don't know where to scratch, because you are internally, you are fighting with yourself. So what are the what were the challenges in your mind around you? And how did you start dealing with those and then started rebuilding your life and a business?
Yeah, I think to start with, I guess in a way I was lucky that what I fell into was personal development, because my biggest roadblocks were the fears and limiting beliefs that I thought were fact. You know, even beliefs like, oh, I'm too old, I don't know what I'm doing, who am I to help other people, look at the mess my life has been in. Yeah, all of these different stories, that stuff, and in fact that is one of our pillars, is healing what's holding you back, because sometimes we don't even know why we're not successful when we think we're doing what everyone else is doing. Why isn't it working for me? But there's a bit of self-sabotage going on. So the biggest thing for me was overcoming that. And one of those big ones was overwhelm, you know, that it's too much. I don't know if I can do it all. Also for me, the second time round doing the building a business, there was a lot more technology than there was the first time, and I didn't know how to use it. So that was also a big fear. There were tantrums sitting at the kitchen table trying to upload YouTube videos and all sorts of stuff. You know, it was a really big learning curve. And one of the most difficult things was I was doing it on my own, which was not easy, because I didn't have other people who were going, oh, yeah, I get it, me too. Or, yeah, I had that problem and this is how I overcame it. You know, so there was a lot of that, which is why as well within the Catalyst for Coaches we have what we call the Catalyst Crew, because it's about community. Everyone is in there wanting to build their best life, and all of us have stuff that we need to get over. So that were the big ones, my own beliefs and my fear of technology.
And then how did you break the shackles then and get on out of all those?
All right, well, sometimes we have to be in a lot of pain so that the frustration of being where we are is the catalyst to get moving. And unfortunately, I'm putting my hand up, that was me. You know, I couldn't do it until I was so frustrated that I went, I've got to ask for help. I've got to find out. I've got to find a way, because I really did want this to be successful. You know, and so it started there. It started with asking for help and being brave enough, because my story was that everyone else seemed to be doing it really easily. However, when I asked for help, what I found out was that everyone else had stuff as well. You know, and once somebody broke the ice, it was like this big relief, like, oh yeah, me too. I thought I was the only one. So building community for myself and backing myself. So it was generating the self-belief and getting the help I needed to then do the things that I knew how to do. So that was my big stumbling block in the beginning. Yeah.
Right. And now you are helping others. So what is it that they come to you generally for? What are their questions?
Okay, great question. So people come to us. So I've co-founded Catalyst for Coaches with my daughter, who has been in marketing and public relations for a very long time and is all over technology. All right. So between us, what we offer, as I said before, people come to us because they have started a business or they want to start a business and they're just like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. And even simple things like here in Australia, it's like, have you got your business number? Have you opened a separate bank account? You know, really basic stuff for some people. And then it's about, we start with like building your brand. What is it you want to say? You know, and why do you want to say it? And it's tapping in because the brand has to emotionally connect with the people they want to connect with. So it has to reflect their values and all that. So there's a lot that goes into. The last thing we look at is colors and logos. Yeah, the first thing in building your brand is why. Why are you doing this? What's in it for you? What's in it for them? What are the ripples you want to create? How do you want to create them? What are your values? And how does your brand, how is your brand? If your brand was a person, what are the three qualities that you want people to say about it? So that's where we start there. And then we get into knowing your audience, which is critical, right? Because you can't speak to them if you don't know them. And one of the big things we get people to consider is what is keeping your person, your one person, because let's focus on one person, up at 3 a.m. in the morning. Why can't they sleep? And how are you going to solve that problem? Because when you have that, then you can speak to them and they know you exist and you can break through the chatter and reach the person that you want to help. So that's like the first two pillars is building your brand and knowing your audience. All right, just really getting that. And then what we look at then is understanding your influence, because whether you're a maths coach or a life coach or a practitioner, whatever it is, you have a unique message and you have skills and information that other people want. So you are a thought leader. And it's about understanding how you can express that message. You know, and the big thing, of course, these days is social media. Most people I know might be on social media scrolling. They really, really don't want to be on it and be putting themselves out there as a business. And the reality is you have to, you know. You can also have a minimal presence online and then take it offline and do networking and connect in your community. So there's lots of ways, but you still have to understand your influence. So, you know, they're the big three there that are all about your business and you as your business as a reflection of who you are. And so people come to us to help them cut through and come out with that. And then it is, you know, the dotting T's and crossing I's. There's always some sort of government or industry regulations that you must adhere to. And it doesn't matter what your business is, you know, here we need, particularly with the work we do, a code of ethics, refund policies, letters of engagement. What is it that you will do? What is your scope of practice? What will you not do? You know, all these sorts of things. So again, it's helping people get clear on all of this moving forward. And while it sounds like a lot, when you break it down, it's not, you know, it's it has to be doable because this is what you need to do. And clearly I've done it and other people have done it. It's just having someone who goes, okay, you're up to here, that's great. Now this is the next step. And the beautiful thing with this process, I never assume to be an expert in someone else's business. It is their business, their passion. And in fact, often I say, stop listening to the experts. You know, I'm an expert in my business and I can share with you how I've done it and you can take what I know and then apply it as it suits your business. So, you know, there's no shoulds. It's all about moving forward with integrity in your own business with guidance from people who've been there. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, for coaches especially, many a times, you know, your job is to coach. For coaches, they do it. Sometimes, if you are not involved enough, your client will say you are not involved enough. And if you get too much involved, then you do not remain a coach. You almost become like a partner.
Correct.
How does a coach then balance these things? That can sometimes be a big challenge. What is your take on this?
That is a great question, all right? And I think what it is understanding early on, and I make it very clear, I mean, the terms are that when you work with Catalyst, it is a doing thing. You will be doing, you know, and it is about if, and we have challenges where we get our crew to do social media posts, for example, about one of them was why someone should work with them in 2024. All right. So, and then we take their posts and we post them for them on our socials as well as, you know, tagging them and all that sort of thing. But if they don't do it, we'll give them a couple of reminders. And if they don't do it, then they haven't done it. But that's right. I might get curious about, and I might say, you know, what's the purpose in not doing it? And get curious about what's going on for them. But I'm very careful not to tell them how they should run their business, right? If they are, I will say, sounds to me like you've got a story running and you're procrastinating here. It sounds to me like there's something here you don't want to face. But I'll always say it sounds to me. I'm very happy for you to tell me that that's not the case. And 9 times out of 10, though, it is the case. And they'll go, oh, yeah, you got me. You know, yes, that's what I'm doing. And so then we unpick that. And then that's unpicking those core unresourceful behaviors that we pull out when we're under stress. And it's about getting to that and then eliminating that so that that's not a problem anymore. So, yeah, it's a bit of a dance, you know. Because I'm busy running my own business. I don't need to run anyone else's. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. One more important thing I wanted to understand was, in your life, you were a partner in that earlier business. It was sold off to a, you know, to another company. And you were living a life of your own the way you wanted to.
Yeah.
Till one day, the life changed. And then you went into creating this part of your life business that you are in. And a very successful one at that.
Mm-hmm.
This time with your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So after becoming successful in everything, how can people then, you know, get back to themselves, being themselves? Because you did not want to do this, but it came to you. You wanted to do it. And then you are successful. So how do you then get back to being yourself when you are a bit relaxed? Is it possible? How do you do it for yourself? A lot of people start business at a very late stage in life, either for passion, compulsion, for whatever reasons. Mm-hmm. Many a time they want to be themselves with themselves. Mm-hmm. How do they get to do that? How do you do it? Are you able to do it at all?
Great question. Okay, so I was 50 when I started this, and I'm now in my 60s. So it's been a while, yeah? And it gets easier because I stop caring what other people think and I do what feels right for me. I mean, even my mother, when I started doing personal development, her thing was, oh, well, it's your money. I guess you can do whatever you want. When I started an actual business around personal development, she was horrified. She spoke to my now husband, who was my partner then, and she said to him, what is this all about? Don't you just push everything down and get on with it? And he, God bless him, he just said, oh, no, 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 no. This is so much. Everyone needs to do this, you know. And then at the age of 81, she said to me, can I come and do one of your NLP practitioner trainings? Because I really want to understand what it is that you do. Would you be embarrassed? I went, no, I would be honored. So she came and she did that. And I think the thing is, it is just to, there are a lot of things that I couldn't control. All right. When I hit 50 and the world started, you know, disintegrating around me, there was a lot I couldn't control. Up until that point in time, I tried to micromanage everything. What I had to do was let it go. I had to let it go because I could not control it, and then focus on what I could do and then back myself. The biggest thing was backing myself and coming from a place of gratitude, not a place of fear. You know, that is the biggest thing for me. As soon as I start going into fear, my world shuts down and I get really, I don't feel good, but it's as though opportunity and everything starts to disappear because I'm just closing down and I lose perspective. What I have learned, and it wasn't easy, and if anyone is sitting there in fear, find someone who can help you open your heart again to possibility, because that honestly has what has allowed me to do this again. I just kept believing that it would be okay, that it would be okay. Like I didn't allow myself to think that it wouldn't be. It's like, it's just, well, it's got to be okay, right? And it has been, it hasn't all been easy. Let's not pretend that it's always easy. Of course, it's not always easy. And it is possible. That's a big thing. It is possible. That's it. Opening my heart was what, and trusting was what allowed me to rebuild. Yeah. And not hanging on to, I could have been angry. I could have been resentful. I could have been all of those things. And that would not have helped me. So I chose not to. Yeah. Yeah. If that makes sense.
Of course. It makes a lot of sense. And not only you help yourself, but you're helping a lot of other people. And that's what I'm trying to grasp, you know, to understand that, you know, this is what a good catalyst is all about.
100%. Yeah, I believe that if I can shine my light, and in shining my light, I allow a whole lot of other people to shine their light, and then they allow a whole lot of other people to shine their light, then I think a lot of healing takes place. And that for me is my motivation. Yeah.
Absolutely. There is much to learn from you about you, Carol, and I'm sure a lot of people would like to do that. To want to learn from you, get engaged with you in a professional capacity. So what's the best way for them to do so?
They can track me down. My website is Catalyst for Coaches with a 4 in the middle, catalystforcoaches.com. They can find me on social media. Instagram is Catalyst for Coaches. Kat Valentine on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm in all the places. But if people want information about the Catalyst 6, which are those 6 pillars to build your business, then certainly if they go to catalystforcoaches.com, that information's there and they can find that and start working their way through it.
Mm. Wonderful. With this, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thank you so much, Ajay. Thank you.